Welcome back to the Hollywood Casino Press Box featuring Frank Cusimano and Martin Kilcoyne on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com. Putting trouble on the run. Man, you found the hole in young. Twisting the night away. Yeah, twisting, twisting.
Everybody's feeling great. We are back. Frank and Martin here till 12. It's our honor to welcome the Hall of Famer on Hall of Fame weekend, the great Aeneas Williams. Aeneas, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
I am fantastic. Great to be on with an incomparable team of Frank and Martin. And I only put Frank first because of the initials. And the F comes before the M. How you guys doing?
Thank you for saying that because I was about to ask for clarification, okay?
I already knew you were going to do that.
So older guys go first. You know, youth can wait. That's fine.
Speaking of older guys, how about Gil Brandt going in? That must have been cool.
It was amazing. Gil Brandt still has, he's still sharp when it comes down to the league. And to know him working with Tex Stram early on with the Cowboys and again with Jerry Jones. Gil was one of the gentlemen in the room when I was being selected, along with guys like Howard Balzer, of course, and Ken Summers. But also Gil was another person that really put the statistics in front of the voters that really had a heavy influence on me being selected.
And I noticed Ed Reed not only going in, but that's now adding to the New Orleans vibe in Canton, right? How many do we have? You, Marshall?
Yes, that's all I am aware of. I think it may be one other person. The only difference, Ed did not sell popcorn, peanuts, and Cokes in a dome, Mark.
And either did Marshall, right? You were the only one, correct?
Allegedly. We just can't tell Marshall that. I'll just tell you guys the truth, but please don't tell Marshall.
No, I could totally see him clocked in. He's probably 15, 16 years old. He's supposed to be selling popcorn and peanuts, but he's got his feet up in the last row. He's eating some popcorn and peanuts, and he's watching George Rogers.
Exactly. But no, it was a great weekend, guys, and it was a great class. And this probably is the first time two safeties and two corners went in at the same time.
Let's talk about one of those guys, Ty Law. How special was he?
Ty was outstanding, and obviously I still have that interception return for a touchdown, and I was Super Bowl lost to him. But Ty played big in the big games, and he, along with guys like Willie McGinnis and Ted Bruschi, they were really the fabric of that foundation that Bill Belichick had built along with Tom Brady and added to the success of that team.
Hey, did Eric Dickerson and the others carry through on their threat to boycott? Or what went on in that regard?
Well, some of the guys did. Eric did not come, and some of the other guys did not come. But I can tell you there were a number of guys that were there. We had a fantastic time, and it just was a great, great weekend.
You know, you mentioned Ty Law, mentioned the Patriots. Of course, that game was probably your least favorite moment of your career, Super Bowl in your hometown in New Orleans, heavy favorites, Rams lose. But I was telling Frank, you've become friendly with Bill Belichick, Tom Brady, and the Patriots organization. Give our audience an idea how that happened.
Well, one, dealing with when I was talking to Warren Sapp about this, because I forgot who I was talking to. I was talking to Anthony Munoz, and Anthony lost two Super Bowls. I lost one. And I was telling Anthony, okay, I guess it's okay to come up runner-up. And then Warren Sapp chimed in, no, it's never good to be number two. But I can tell you, when you play 10 years in Arizona and we only went to the playoffs 1 year, and then to join this great group that Mike Martz and Dick Vermeil built, being with those guys, even though we lost, I love the experience. And then I've just grown to enjoy the excellence, regardless of the scandals and all those things, to be able to win as much as the New England Patriots organization has won. It just says a lot, particularly in the parity of the National Football League.
But you've gone up there and you've done, what, some ministering?
Well, Robert Kraft actually took about 15 of us to Israel, and I had a chance to literally baptize 15 and my Hall of Fame brothers along with their spouses in the Jordan River. And I could tell you being in Israel was probably one of Tracy and I, one of the best experiences of our lives. and then having a chance to actually go and speak at Robert's Synagogue was another moment in my life where it just being with him, having an opportunity where he believed that my relationship with Christ was significant enough and had enough of an impact on him that he would feel comfortable inviting me to come speak at his synagogue in Boston area on the day of Yom Kippur.
So wait a minute, you actually dunked them in the baptism in the Jordan River? Who was with you?
Well, it was with Ninjo Green, his spouse, the bus, Jerome Bettis. Oh, man, I want to say Chris Carter, Marshall. I think Marshall got baptized. I'm almost sure he did. And all the guys. And it was an amazing experience, guys.
Speaking of amazing experiences, how about the Tony Gonzalez Hall of Fame speech where he talks about the letter he wrote to his kids? It may have been one of the best speeches of the night.
Well, it's a reminder in all of those guys, you know, listening to Champ, listening to Ty, talk, and their children, all the families are on the front row. But when you have the forethought and to be conscientious in the moment to write that letter to your children, it's something that they'll never forget. And he, in doing it and reading the letter, actually in his speech, he's encouraged so many fathers to do these things because we're looked up to as athletes. And when a guy does that in a moment like that, it really just is a reminder to all of us as fathers that we're not just athletes, but we're human beings as well. And there are a number of us that are doing a wonderful job in raising our children.
I think the only critique every year is the length of the event. The speeches are, you know, typically memorable and people are telling their life story. It's hard to tell somebody, yeah, that's your life story, but keep it quick. Is there any talk with the Pro Football Hall of Fame of tightening things up?
It's definitely, and I'm quite sure after it. Remember, next year, because of 2020, they're talking about actually attempting a vote where there will be 20 that are selected. So can you imagine those speeches being that long? But, yes, Martin, one of the things that I will do going forward is have a conversation with David Baker and really see if we can come out with an equitable plan to really help the guys curtail their speeches and just remind them of team sport that when we do have those long speeches, ultimately it takes away from the crowd that it's left, the TV audience that is no longer listening live. Well, our teammates who are coming behind us have done a disservice. So that would be the appeal, to help guys do a better job with that.
Yeah, they want to try to get some of the veterans who should have been in years ago in one big year. And I think they'd still have the five regular that they do each year, but then they'd add 15 veterans. And we want to know, I know you're not, you know, talking with the voters directly, some of the media members, or maybe you are, Aeneas, but how would you characterize Isaac Bruce, your teammates' chances for next year?
Well, let's start with Isaac. Isaac will get in. I'm going to just keep speaking. Next year, I was talking to my son about this on our way back yesterday. Isaac should get in, and I'm pushing for this coming class. And then Tori is right there. I will, and I've already started talking about London Fletcher, because I believe he indeed, as a Hall of Fame, may take him a little longer. But there was no one that caused more problems for me, and I'm glad I had a chance to just go against him in practice, than Isaac Bruce and his route running, his ability to go deep. And then knowing that you had Torrey also, and those that pair, that duo, was some of the best during their time.
Yeah, I think it's so hard for the receivers because the passing game now is so in vogue, everybody's numbers get inflated, but there's no denying at the time, you know, the greatness of the two. I would think as a cornerback, it's really hard to stand out because if you think about it, if you're really good at your job, you'd have no stats. I mean, like if you're just a shutdown corner, like you would never get an interception. You'd never get a pass defended. And I would think that's the rough. As a corner, I think it can be tough to stand out. Maybe that's why guys like Deion became such showboats. But I would, and so to get those two in this year has to be rewarding.
Oh, no doubt. The difference is those guys, Champ and Ty did the same thing, and I did it. Deion obviously did it, Darryl Green and all those guys. We covered the best receiver. So usually when you cover the number one receiver, the teams are going to attempt to throw the ball at you. It's just a matter of making sure you catch the ball when you get the opportunities, because they will be so few. So usually, I think Deion has over 40 interceptions. I have 55. Ty has, I'm almost sure, over 50, as well as Champ. Ed has 64, but he was a safety. So the key is those guys matching up and catching the ball when you do have opportunities.
Aeneas, anybody that sees you now knows that you are in absolute incredible shape. You always have been. Your last year playing was age 35. Tom Brady just signed a two-year extension, and he's going to be playing till he's 44. How stunned or how amazed are you that a man could still be performing at that high level this year at age 42?
I'm not surprised at all. Really, they could play to their 50, particularly at the quarterback position, because the game has changed. And you literally, a quarterback, they're talking about Tyler Murray and even Lamar Jackson. Those guys are runners. The difference, whether it's Randall Cunningham, Michael Vick, Steve Young, when those guys were running around, you could literally hit the quarterback, and they weren't protected. But now, because of the rule changes, these guys don't have to get hit. And when you're Tom Brady, you're Drew Brees, you're smart enough to know to get the ball out, where the guy, the rush doesn't even have time to get to you. So I'm not surprised these guys may play well into their 40s. It's kind of like when they asked Tom Brady, why you want to play this long? And he said, why would I quit when I now know the answer to the test?
And folks can still find Aeneas Spirit Church. Give everyone a reminder where they can go online and where they can show up on Sundays.
The Spirit Church, man, where you get inspired, where this walk with Christ is not drudgery, but it's enjoyable. It's 915 Northwest Plaza, the redevelopment of Northwest Plaza. We're right there. Services 9 or 11. You can follow me on Twitter, Aeneas Williams 35, and the church website, thespiritchurch.org. I promise you, you will learn how to score touchdown in life and how to intercept balls that you're supposed to on the field.
All right, Aeneas, final minute. We have a bunch of men between the ages of 20 and 60 listening. They either have girlfriends or wives. Give them one tip for today on how to become a great boyfriend or a great husband.
Pay attention to your unique person, you know, whether it's your wife or your girlfriend. All of them are unique. They are unique. So you must know who you're married to. You can't compare them. And whoever you're dating, you must get to know them and know the truth about them. I like to encourage people, put everything out on the table. Because once we know the truth in our courtship, we can handle anything in our marriage. But when we don't know the truth in the courtship, it causes doubt in the marriage. And that's my message, and I'll prove it.
And I approve it. And if they have a wife and a girlfriend, they need to get to the church stat, okay?
No, if they have a wife and a girlfriend, they need to make sure they get that straight. But come to the church, come as you are, but you won't remain as you are.
Ooh, I love it. Aeneas, great stuff. Honored to have you on. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Keep up the great work.
All righty.
And Mark.
Aeneas. I was wondering when he said he was the great work, if that was for me. It seemed like it was for the duo, I guess.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we're going to be have our Five for Frank. J.C. Corcoran's going to be in studio at 11:15. We'll be right back.